Hey guys, Joe Boyle here. I'm coming to you live, but when you hear this, it won't be live, obviously. Let's see. After work, went to did some a lot of my work lately includes some programming, and I was out in out of the office. I usually work from home, so, you know, but this is a new season, which is actually pretty sweet. Been doing it for a little while, I guess, a couple months. But anyways, I say that just because I'm here now and doing this, and I'm just tired. But what I want to talk about here has been on my mind for a little while, and I was like, you know, let's just go right home and just do it and see what happens. And, you know, if I don't have energy for it or I fizzle out halfway through, I guess we'll have to do it again. But I really hope I don't need to start over. I don't think I'm going to. I'm feeling pretty good now that we're, you know, a minute 10 in here and I explained all that. And, you know, this could come back around to the topic, actually, that I have in mind. So we'll see how this all plays out. You'll see what I mean in a moment. If I remember, I'll probably forget. And then if I forgot, you know, message me and let me know and maybe I'll remember. So wouldn't that be sweet? Okay. So here's what's been on my mind for a little while that I wanted to talk about. And I say this just because I want to, it's a lot of things. Like I said, I just basically regurgitate a lot of what I hear, that's been helpful to me. And maybe say it, maybe it's in a different way. Maybe it's just another avenue to get the same good thoughts that are, you know, get same good thoughts out there. And, you know, cool. So be it. Pretty sweet. Here's what it is. The initial onset of this podcast and the thought that I wanted to explore, which then turned into a couple thoughts, was how do you deal with it, with yourself, you know, with your, you know, circumstances or life when you just feel, the word I was thinking of, behind, like you're constantly feeling behind. And the other week, maybe 2 weeks ago now, I was just like, I was feeling behind in everything. And I couldn't shake the feeling. And it's funny because if you look at it on paper, I mean, I don't know if you're like this at all, but I've always have like this list of things that I just want to do, and either I can't get to them because I don't have the energy, or once I start doing them, they don't feel important, but then they do later on, and I was like, oh man, like I do want to do that. A little bit like this podcast here, I was like, well, I know I want to do this, and I at least want to give it a shot here tonight, despite a little out of it. But that's actually a little off what I was originally thinking, which was, yeah, so what do you do when you feel stuck? What do you do when you feel behind? Stuck. All right, so here, couple initial thoughts here. I do like these thoughts. And like I said, I ripped a lot of people off just over the couple months or year of listening to stuff. One, oh man, I have like three thoughts. I'm not sure how to share all these right now. These kind of train wrecked in my head. So recognize, just, it's, you know what? Here's the answer. You want to hear the answer is, I don't know what to do when you feel behind. Boom. All right. Turn it off. Podcast done. Just kidding. Well, I mean, maybe not. So here's what I mean by that. I don't know what to do when you feel behind and you feel stuck and you feel like you can't catch up. And I say that because I think in our culture, especially, it's good to say, like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Or I just feel like crap today. Or I feel stuck. I feel behind. And I think we can stress ourselves out worrying that we stress ourselves out more worrying about the fact that we don't know how to fix the problem rather than just letting it be. You know, we don't have the answers to how we feel all the time and why we feel behind. Maybe we really are behind, you know, and, you know, there's stuff we got to do. But we feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just called like a answer society, you know, maybe it's just like our civilization, Western civilization, or maybe it's the, you know, the internet age. We just feel like we should or want to know the answers to everything. I mean, it's probably not new. We've always felt like that, but I feel like it's hyper in focus, you know, with each passing, as technology increases, honestly, is how I feel, but who knows? I'm sure other people said that too. Maybe it is increasing, but my point, please, I'm talking to myself, don't stress yourself out because you don't know how to fix it. We're complicated beings. There's a lot of nuances that maybe our gut feels, that we can't put a rational thought to. So I'm kind of saying this, have patience with yourself. I'm going to try to have patience with myself and just be like, yep, feeling really behind. Don't know what to do about that. And I got a lot of this from a, hold on. So step two, point two, they're not really steps. So that often brings about anxiety, right? Because you're like, I mean, it's kind of goes hand in hand. Like you feel really anxious, you feel behind. And this goes right along with point one, just recognize it. Like, I'm behind, I'm anxious. And this is a lot of people ripping this off. You know, stand in observance of it. Almost like point of view, a third perspective of yourself. Kristen Bell said this a lot. I've heard Rob Bell say this a lot. I've heard other people say it, I think, a couple times. But yeah, stand in observance of it. Like, just recognize. Oh, Elizabeth Gilbert, that's who it was, who was on the pod, Robcast a lot. She has a lot of things. Her big thing is fear. Before I deviate too much, let's just stick with anxiety. Just stand in observance of it. And that's an old tradition I'm pretty sure I've heard, you know, like maybe Buddhist or something. Don't quote me on that. But just stand in observance. Like, there it is. All right? And don't stress. We stress ourselves out more on how we feel like we need to fix it. Okay. So there's that. A couple like practical steps, I guess, or points that I thought of during this week, or I was feeling really behind more than usual. You know, I heard this quote from Bob Goff, and I think he meant it more in like just kind of like a life inventory check. But I think it can be extrapolated to like a day to day kind of thing. He said, and you could maybe picture yourself at like a New Year's resolution, or that's too far between, like maybe just a weekly thing, maybe once a week or once a month or once a quarter. And, you know, and he asks himself, backstory first. Okay. So apparently, I don't know much about wine. I like some wines, usually the drier stuff. But apparently wine, when it's sitting in the cellar or wherever, it needs, you need to turn it a little bit. So the sediment and, you know, the fine, particles in the wine just don't settle on one side of the bottle. You know, and then you go to pour it. It's probably, I guess a little nasty. I mean, no one wants to drink like wet dust. That's kind of what it is. So, they give it he gives it a quarter turn, you know, just a little wrist action, I guess, of just a little like, whoosh, there it is. And so he's like, he asked the question, I don't know how he got to this point, but it was pretty cool. He's like, so what needs a quarter turn in my life, in your life? And I was like, whoa, that's pretty smart, because quarter turn, it's seemingly small. Maybe seems too small, like so small, maybe just it's like, what's the point? Insignificant. But things start somewhere. And sometimes I think most all the time, definitely maybe. let me just simplify it a little bit in an attempt here. These small changes are things that we can handle. I think that's all I'm getting at. And like, so during the week when I'm real busy, I was like, what are small things I can do? I was like, well, I can take a shorter lunch, no lunch, if I feel like I need to do that for a week. And just kind of get some other, you know, do a little more work, you know, while I'm at work, and then, you know, go home and do the other stuff I need to do, or, you know, maybe you need to work more. And so you do no lunch there. You go in a little earlier, a little later, but, maybe not stretch yourself out too much right away if you don't need to. Like, doesn't need to be a whole day or hour, earlier, whole day earlier. I guess that's just working an extra day. But yeah, just a quarter turn. What are little things you can do? What are small, also like what are just small like deviations in your schedule, your routine that just might kind of, I don't want to say shake things up a little bit. Maybe just give you thinking a little bit differently. I don't have an example, but this is kind of what I was, I think I did at one point, but something just came to mind. Hey, you know what? When you're tired and you're feeling behind, so this is what I was going to circle back for at the beginning what I said. Like, I'm kind of tired, don't know how it's going to work. And, you know, I put a lot of stress on myself. I don't know how you are, but, like, I feel like I need to perform a lot. Like, even when I'm with, like, just anybody, friends or people, or, you know, I've always wanted to, still do. I want to make sure people feel comfortable. You know, I want to be present as much as I can. And I probably do it, just a little, like, too focused, or I put too much pressure on myself to be, like, on. And all I'm really getting at is, like, it's okay just to be with people, just to be at work, and be like, man, I'm tired. Like, this is all I got right now. And if you need to keep working, just, all right, well, I'm just going to keep working tired. You know, that's just the fact of the reality. It's not going to last forever. You know, in an hour I might not be so tired even and have some more energy. That happens a lot to me too. And when you're with people and you want to be super engaging, I want to be like, I want, you know, maybe it's a need for just or desire for like just, you know, deep friendship and intimacy. And, you know, when you're with good friends and you're just like, man, I just want this to be all that it can be. But it's like, I'm just tired. And you know what? I think there's probably a beauty in just be like sitting with friends, or, you know, like say it's something scheduled for that night, you know, you're going out or just going over a friend's house or they're coming over, you know, and just be like, hey, you know what? I'm just say to yourself, like, I'm just tired, and you're not going to be like maybe as like lively as you want to be. But I think there's a beauty. Yeah, just being with each other and people recognizing. I think there's like an acceptance with that when like someone comes over, you go over like, hey, it's great to be here. Just so you know, I'm tired. Like, you know, I'm glad I'm here. It's cool that I'm here. Thanks, you know, thanks for coming over. Thanks for having me over. But just a little tired. You know, everyone understands that. So, you know, extrapolating, or another example that, you know, to work, you know, like maybe this podcast, like I'm just tired, you know, and sometimes that elicits a better product even in the end. Sometimes it just, you know, just is what it is. You know, sometimes when I'm real tired, and I'm not saying this is a motivation, you should always do things when you're tired, but just don't be scared of the tired is what I'm saying. Like, because I think, I mean, I don't know. Well, I can, you know, I really like need to gear myself up, you know, like whether it's a party or a get together. And I put like undue expectations on the event and on people and what I want out of them. I've realized that lately. Like, what do I want out of this relationship or this friendship or this interaction? And it's like, it's too much. And it might be like codependent behavior a lot of it. I don't know. Or maybe just, I don't know exactly. I'm not trying to, like, self-deprecate myself, because, like, it's too easy to do, and I've done that most of my life, trying not to do that. But it's just kind of go with the flow, do what gives you love, do what gives you peace, do what gives you joy. If you have joy going a little bit later or taking a nap first, like, you feel like that's what's going to be best, but you're going to be late. You know, some people that it's going to irk you. Other people are probably listening to this, and if any, you know, and they're like, I don't really care about being late at all. You know, whatever it is for you, I guess, just Be willing to, I guess, everything might, something just might need a quarter turn for that week. And so when you're doing your work, just give it what you got for then. This almost sounds, I don't know how this sounds. I don't have a word for it yet, but it's like better to do it tired rather than when you're feeling like on top of your game. Because maybe you're not going to feel on top of your game for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month. And by that time, like if I was going to wait for this podcast, maybe it would be better later. But maybe my thoughts and my place of mind would be like too far, like removed from what I was feeling at the time to really talk about it in a way that I really felt sincere and genuine and didn't have to conjure up the emotions and feelings again. Which is fine if I had to. I just didn't want to work more. I just wanted to share what I was thinking. I feel like it was fresh enough. It was as Gene Poor said in my college, my first college classes to visual communications. Everything has a good enough factor, which was pretty funny. You know, like what I have is like maybe good enough. What you have is good enough. Of course, I think the majority of us want to be like A+, perfectionist. I want to crush it every single time. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, maybe there's some people. There's probably a lot of people that aren't bent that way. But a lot of people are. You know, maybe type A's or firstborns or, you know, whatever. People just like doing stuff. I'm one of those people. So, just like doing stuff. I want to do good at it, and I hate it when I don't feel on top of my game. But you know, the days are long, and you get tired. Even as I'm just a single guy with no kids. I don't know how you people with parents I guess we all have parents at some point, but parents and kids. I have a lot of friends with kids, and that's a different tired, isn't it? Coming from the single guy, not experientially that, seen it, but I've lived with my friends for a while, and they've had kids, and I don't have responsibility over them, so totally different. But sorry for all this moving around. Part of my microphone fell here. If you hear all that rumbling, just do, you know, if that's all you got, just do. And it's okay, give it what you got. There was this quote, man, it came to mind earlier, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I hope it comes to mind. It was out of a book I read, The Subtle Art. You've probably heard of it. It's pretty popular. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Freak. I just didn't feel like saying the full word, but you know, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a... who's it by? I think... No, I thought I had it still laying out, but I don't. I forget the author's name. He's the one that said, this is funny. He's like, and then this was on an Art of Manliness podcast too. Maybe he was talking about the book that my buddy Matt told me about, and I read it in this book. He's like, there's days like, I'm trying to set it up real good. You know, like we want to fix everything now. We want to know why for everything now. You know, why do I feel like crap? Why am I tired? Why am I, you know what? And he said, you know, your grandpa or back in the day, you get up, if you feel like crap, you're like, well, I feel like shit today. That's life. Just keep on going, you know, like, so I guess like when you're tired and you feel behind, like part of it is like, oh, I just feel like shit right now. That sucks. But there's nothing there. I can do what I can about it, but there may be nothing I can do about it, which sucks because we want to change everything. But hopefully that gives me some freedom and you freedom and each other freedom and recognition to just be like, hey, he's not on his game all week, all month, or all year, or all decade, whatever it is. Let's have some grace and some peace with ourselves when things are just kind of, when you feel stuck, when you feel behind, and let's do what we can. Thought I had one more thought here, and I'm stalling before I wrap this up. because I thought it was good. But you know what? I'll just include it in the next podcast if I think of it. Maybe it'll be the different next subject. So I hope this. I hope you feel a little bit set free with this. A little bit permission just to be human. Human being, as I've been hearing a lot, and which is hard because I always like doing, but I'm not going to stress myself out if I'm not being enough. You know, I'm just going to just do you. I think I'm just going to do me, and I think it's good just to have all these thoughts kind of floating in your head, and you kind of pull them down when you need them. Like, okay, I've been doing a lot, I'm feeling exhausted, I need to do something. Like, let's do this, or you know, maybe here's a nugget that I need to hold on to and follow, or a different practice I need to follow for a day or two or an hour or a week. And you know what? You might get done with it or do what's on your heart. Maybe you're tired because, or okay, so here's I'm wrapping this thing up, and I already have like way more energy than when I started. Not a ton, but like it's here. It's good. I feel more alive, a little bit more alert. And I'm glad these thoughts are out. And sometimes things make us tired when, like, you could be so tired, but like part of your fatigue is like there's these things on your mind and on your heart that you want to do, and when you don't do them, they're almost like this like really heavy invisible weight, I think, that's hard to even like label and like even to recognize it. But I think that's why we have to do what you like, do what you love. And like, that's less of like, it's more of a, it's just like, because it's going to actually give you more energy. When you kind of get things off your chest, off your heart, or, you know, you kind of put out into the world what you wanted to do, you know, whatever that is, you know. You know, if you're into music, like you want to play a little guitar or something that day, you know, but like, you're like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, you know, I think, and I know that you can't always do this, but do the things that most excite you first and give you life first. Like, maybe in lieu of the response, the things that, you know, you need, that like need to get done. Like, do the things that need to get done after, perhaps, the things that really give you life now and enjoy. Because I think usually the things that have to get done, they're going to get done. There's going to be enough drive in you to do it. But you're going to be really depressed if you go too long, I think, without doing the things that are really near and dear to your heart that you want to get out. Like silly stuff. Like, I want to food prep for tomorrow, you know, so I can, like, I'm tired because I want to go to bed early tonight and wake up a little, you know. Actually, probably wake up at the same time tomorrow because I still want to do other stuff. But, you know, whatever it is, the things that need to be done will get done. And when the things you want to do, I think, are limited by the things that need to get done, maybe there's a satisfaction in saying just like, hey, well, this, you know, these are things I've chosen to do at some point or another. And I'm going to do them. It's going to be great. And if I can't do some other things I want to do right now, that's okay. That's okay. So, all right, I think I'm about, I'm not quite beating a dead horse here, but I feel like I'm dancing around it, getting kind of close. So I'm going to quote unquote sign off, like I'm an old timey TV show, and I will post this at some point. Not sure when, probably not right away. Maybe in a day or two, because I have some other things. I wanted to get this out, and there's some other things that I feel like I need to do first, I think. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful night, whatever you're doing while you're listening to this. And, peace out. Keep it real. Grace, peace with yourself, with others. Knowing that they might be really tired too, and just knowing that you're really tired, or you're on top of your game and you're really happy, and you're annoying everyone because you're so happy, whatever it is. All right, I am so good at stalling. I am so good at this. I just don't want to stop. I just don't want to stop. But I think I'm going to. Okay. Bye.